Patriots All Access is next. Time of year again. Patriots training camp has arrived. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. Bill Belichick put it best, no days off. And now these guys behind me have hit the field running, and it is all systems go. Fans couldn't wait for practice to get here. Dan Roach reports as training camp has begun.
Super Bowl champions returned this week to Foxborough, ready to wipe the slate clean and get back to work.
It's similar to the first day of school. You know, everyone's excited to be back, excited to see one another, reconnect after a period of time away from one another. And then I think we're all excited about the task that lies ahead of us.
There are lots of familiar faces returning, among them Gronk, who's got a new lease on life after having his 2016 season cut short due to back surgery.
Just when you're feeling good and you're out there making plays, I mean, you just want to have fun. It's the whole game of football. Have fun out there. Enjoy it.
The man throwing him passes shows no signs of slowing down. Yes, even as Tom Brady gets ready to celebrate his 40th birthday here in camp, his legend and popularity continues to grow.
If I was in the stands too, I'd be up on my feet cheering for him. What he's done for this organization, for all the fans, all the football he's shown. He keeps playing. It's just unbelievable. So I think every time he gets out on the field, he deserves a standing ovation from the fans.
And speaking of these fans, the players certainly appreciate just how special an atmosphere the fans create on the Gillette Stadium practice field.
You know, it's really fun, you know, having the support, you know, like New England does for training camp. I mean, this is amazing. You know, everyone in the rafters. I mean, I don't know how many people here, but there were a ton. And, you know, the fan support here is just great.
The fans certainly have high expectations for 2017, as do the Patriots. But one thing these players don't want to hear is any 19-0 talk.
You know, to say before we even tackle somebody, throw a pass that, you know, we're going to beat everybody on our schedule, I think that is kind of disrespectful to the work and what everyone's trying to put in to, you know, be a team.
A lot of enthusiasm, of course, here in Patriots camp. And maybe one of the things that kind of stands out more than anything else, it's the continued precision of Tom Brady. He wants to be a perfectionist. He wants to get everything right. And he certainly continues to do that. His throws have been beautiful so far here in drills, Steve, here in the 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s. It's just fun to watch. No drop-off whatsoever, even though he turns 40 next week.
You mentioned Brady's precision. What else strikes you about the beginning of training camp?
Well, the one thing that you see, again, they're the defending Super Bowl champs, right, Steve, but you also notice the talent level here, the depth. You start, you know, you're watching defensive drills, and it's Gilmore, and it's Butler, and it's McCourty, and on. Then you watch on the offense, the wide receivers. You look at the amount of depth on this team is something that I think Bill Belichick would like to keep 60 guys, if he could, coming out of camp, because that's how deep they are.
They are loaded, and they have reloaded. Thank you very much, Danny Roach.
Good to see you, Steven.
You too, my friend. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we'll spotlight the biggest position battles as training camp kicks off. But first, we sit down with the man beginning his 43rd NFL season and 18th as Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick.
That's a key thing for us in this camp, will be to maximize every single opportunity that we have.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Let's go, no huddle. Better. That's better, fellas. That's better. That's a way to take away that inside. Can't let him inside. That's a way to read the backs. That's a good job.
But look, you're faster than everybody on the field. Don't play behind those guys.
Here we go. 7-on-7.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here from training camp. Coach, excited to see you. I mean, 43rd camp. Let's go back to your start in Baltimore. Did you ever think, and maybe you got a timeline, maybe 10, 20 years I could do this job, but to be in it for 43 years and here you are today?
Yeah, I really wasn't thinking about that at that point. I was trying to figure out how to get to the next day and how to make it through the first week. So you know how it is that first camp. You just want to survive.
Yeah, pits in the stomach for the players. And you guys twirling the whistles and cracking your jokes out there. You know, I sit here, and we've done this show at the start of training camp each and every year. But talk about the buzz here. And I know some of the quarterbacks have been around. Some of the coaches have been around. But once those gates open, these people were here at 4 a.m. this morning waiting to see you guys start your first practice. It's got to feel good.
Is that right? They beat us here then. Yeah, we had a great crowd today. And they were hanging from the ramps up there in Gillette. So. It was a good group today, a lot of enthusiasm. But, you know, we just have to focus on what we need to do and continue to get better and, build our fundamentals, build our team.
I know your team changes year to year, the complexion changes, but you've had some success, especially the last 3 years, meaning your team plays deep into February, at least the first week in February. A lot of guys have played. Do you have to sort of watch reps?
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way it's been every year. It's a good problem to have because you want to be playing. As long as you can. But, you know, we had a good spring. We had a good off-season program. So we were able to gauge the readiness of the players in that. And so I think the guys that are out here are ready to go. And the ones that aren't, hopefully they'll be back soon.
All right. Running back has changed. A lot of yards from LeGarrette Blount over the years. He's done a great job for you. But you've changed that mindset there as far as where you got four guys with four different skill sets. How important is that for Josh McDaniels and Tom moving forward, being able to juggle that and get the right guy in at the right time?
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be as important for us to have, you know, certain guys in on certain plays. Maybe if our backs, can develop a skill set where they can play on all three downs, in some cases on fourth down, like Bolden and Burkhead, and some of those guys have been able to do for us that, we won't be in that situation as much. But if we need to sub them, then we'll be ready to sub them.
Obviously, we're going to have some joint practices coming up here. You guys are going to travel. Also going to travel to Detroit, do sort of a walkthrough one. With the rosters for what they are, is it imperative that you maximize reps? How important is each rep, each play, each snap for each player, and how much do you stretch that to?
Yeah, I think that really hits it on the head, Scott. There's not really a lot of time. There's not really a lot of opportunity. And the ones that we get are critical. They're important. And the guys that don't get them really need to pay attention to what's going on so that they can mentally get those reps that they're not physically taking. So that's a key thing for us in this camp will be to maximize every single opportunity that we have.
Sounds great. If you want to carry four quarterbacks, let me know. Hook me up and get me off this.
Okay.
Coach,
right.
Good luck.
Thanks,
the rest
God.
Of camp.
Appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
you.
There you go. Head coach Bill Belichick. More Patriots All Access from camp. Back right after this.
We have a group of friends that are just absolutely hungry to be successful at life.
That was my main motivation, you know, just like help my family out and show my family that it's, we could do it, you know.
I don't know, it's just a simple meal and kind of reminds me of where I came from. You know, we come here, big celebration, just, times of gathering with family and friends. It's kind of just one of those places you come and you know you're going to have a good time at it.
You know, my dad, he made sure he pushed us. So, you know, I don't think I really had a choice but to, you know, work hard and keep working.
Freshman year in college, we went to the Cotton Bowl. Ball, football from the Saints. Touchdown last year.
You know, I just learned to love the grind, love the work.
This weekend, there's a lot to watch out for here at Patriots training camp. Saturday at 9 a.m. will likely be the first day in pads for the defending Super Bowl champs. The crowds will be big, so get here early.
We welcome you to the New England Patriot Hall of Fame.
Following practice, the Patriots will enshrine the 26th member into the Patriots Hall of Fame. And fittingly, it will be number 26, Raymond Claiborne, who will be honored. The ceremony begins on the NRG Plaza at 12:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, the 2017 Patriots are back on the field for another padded practice. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty. And Bill Belichick said it, no days off, and now training camp has begun. You excited?
Yeah, I mean, it went fast, you know, and it's always good to be back around the guys, and we get into this mold to start building the team. So I think guys are ready to compete and go out there and work, so just got to keep stringing them together.
You have played a lot of football the last 3 years. I mean, and the seasons just go longer and longer, especially when you're coming off a Super Bowl. How do you manage reps? And how important is that to you?
Whatever the coaches say, you know, I think that's what's worked throughout my years here. You know, I think our coaches do a great job of, you know, thinking about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we're first day of training camp and they're thinking about, you know, week 14, 15, you know, so as a player is very relaxing. You don't have to worry about that. You just come out here and compete for the amount of plays you're in there for.
I know you don't play the same position as Stephon Gilmore, but what is Stephon Gilmore type of addition that he has added to this team?
I've always said here, you know, anytime we add any good players, it's going to help the team. So Steph's another guy. He's out here competing, trying to get better, trying to pick up everything we do out here defensively. So it's been a good fit, you know, from working together in the spring and then now being able to get back after kind of real football. It'll be fun.
Let me ask you this. How competitive does training camp get?
It gets competitive. Even today, you know, it's just that tight. You know, for right now, it's kind of offense versus defense.
Right.
And guys are trying to get better. And, you know, that makes our team better. You know, both sides going after each other, trying to win the day. At the end of the day, we'll just become a better football team.
You know, the fans, everybody's saying 19-0. How do you guys manage as a group, as a unit, as a team, expectations? How do you keep everything in perspective?
We just go. You know, we just play and worry about what's going on here. Right now it's 19-0. Later it could be 0-10. You know, so here we just worry about what we got going on and try to get better each day.
You feel good? You healthy?
Yeah, I feel good. I'm just old now.
No, you're not that old. Hey, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Good luck in 2017.
Thank you.
Devin McCourty, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Families from all over the country visited Gillette Stadium this week to have their wishes granted. Tom Brady greeted 9 families from Make-A-Wish to make their dreams come true.
All that we got to do is show your picture and a smile automatically comes out.
Aww. You're one of my most famous quarterbacks ever.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. What's your question?
Football players actually do ballet for the footwork?
Maybe no. Some do.
Yeah. When you threw it, did you think it was going to get picked that first quarterback?
I thought it was really close to getting picked. So, like, I'm always looking, like, when I think the DB's going to turn his head. So I tried to throw it really quick before he could get his head around. And then he was just late enough to get his hands on the ball to deflect it. And then still how Julian caught it was unbelievable.
I've seen that.
Remember that one?
Oh,
you remember everything.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, training camp. And let's talk about the crowds, because the crowds have been electric.
I just can't believe, and I know Mike and I have been doing this for so many years, and it happens every year, but you're still kind of struck by it. Just the amount of people here, how early they get here. They're up on the ramps, Mike, way behind the fields. The enthusiasm, you talk to some of the players. David Harris, you always like to talk to the new guys.
Right.
David Harris says he can never remember playing practice on the practice field in front of that many people.
I feel like I tell this story every year, but it's what strikes me when this happens is the first game I ever attended as a fan was in 1992. Patriots Colts, and it was a 6-0 game, and I think there was 19,000 people that were announced as the attendance, but I was there, and it might have been 12,000. So I'm at the point now where there's more people at practice than the first game I ever attended.
It's amazing how far this team has come. All right, these crowds, huge, high expectations. 19-0. We got to pump the brakes on 19-0, shall we?
You know, I don't pump the brakes on it. Now, listen, that doesn't mean that I'm saying they're going to go undefeated.
Wait a minute, okay? What are you saying?
I'm saying
we're not pumping the brakes here.
The defending Super Bowl champion. Yeah. I'm not pumping the brakes. I'm flooring it.
Really?
The defending Super Bowl champs that went 17-2. One of the losses was with a third-string quarterback who was injured at the time. The other one, they kind of lost on purpose because they didn't score on purpose at the end of the game because they were trying to run the clock out to score with no time left. So one loss with your starting quarterback, and they got better, Steve. They got significantly better at a lot of spots.
So you're putting the pedal to the metal.
19-0 has never happened, and I am not predicting it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's not off the table. This team is talented enough to do it.
I'm not a huge fan of the discussion, to be honest, and maybe that's why I'm not that fun, right? But to me, this is totally generated by the media, and I think the Patriots are loaded. I think they're a very good team. But just the discussion, to me, misses the whole point of how hard it is to win a single game in the league. So maybe there's a middle ground between putting the pedal to the metal and me just sort of dismissing it altogether. But to me, it's a little bit more of a media-type thing than a real reality.
So Steve, I'm driving around Revere Beach with the top down. I'm lean back, baby. I got it floored.
19-0.
Got the IROC seat.
And you're pumping just a little bit.
I'm going to pump them.
Just a little bit. Let's talk about Patriots pass rush. Where are they going to generate that from?
Are you trying to bring me down?
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm just, let's look at the reality of it all.
That is one of the few areas that I don't think they have a lot of depth. And then, you know, practice opened up and we didn't see Coney Ealy. We didn't see Rob Ninkovich. So, you know, that's, like I said, that's a spot even going in. Trey Flowers is a guy that was terrific in the second half of last season. He was really good in the postseason. Well, he's the guy now, Mike. So how do other teams go about trying to stop him from disrupting the game? Jabal Sheard did that a couple of years ago. He was a part-time player. He was really productive. Then Chandler Jones went, nothing to worry about. He's just going to replace that in a full-time role. Well, he didn't. So I worry a little bit about Trey Flowers and his ability to be the man, quote-unquote. And then after him, Derek Rivers, Dietrich Wise, these are young kids we don't know anything about.
You figured you had Rob Ninkovich and Trey Flowers, which were your definites. And now when you don't see Ninkovich out there, you ask the question, well, is this something we have to watch going forward?
No days off, fellas.
All right, Steve.
No days off.
And we don't need any.
No, we don't.
So we're down the beach. Right around the beach. Let it happen.
In a convertible. Well, that would do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. We'll see you next time.